The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with the opportunity to get beyond all of our divisions and apparent separations and all of those things that put us in position where we feel that we are alone, that we feel somehow that we are not a part of a whole reality that is all of existence itself. We are here to remind you that you, right where you are in a very sacred space, in a sacred place, for you are in the very presence of the Absolute. And every atom and every cell of all of our beings is completely animated, completely permeated, completely penetrated by the intelligence of that which is absolute intelligence, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and the absolute presence of all there is as existence itself. And therein constitutes our unification. Therein constitutes our already achieved harmony, because we each, as human beings and those who are kind of human, as well as every other being throughout all of creation and all of existence, exists by virtue of the presence of that absolute presence and that absolute reality. And there is nothing greater than that we can celebrate other than the reality of our beingness. There is no greater wealth and no greater substance and no greater prosperity in our lives than our lives. There's nothing that can be added to us that we can work for, be awarded, rewarded, beg, borrow, or steal, that is greater than who and what we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And as we come together consistently to be held in the reality of the truth of the absolute reality, then we gain in our degrees of harmonization and unification. We gain in our degrees of personal and collective empowerment. We gain in degrees of our individual and collective delight in the light of the reality of that which is truly real. And some people wonder, say, well, how do you know that God exists? By virtue of the reality that all exists, you know that all is God. By virtue of the existence of your own very presence and heartbeat and the intelligence that animates you, you have gifted nothing to yourself. And so that unseen reality that is seen through every situation and circumstance, that is seen through every manifested thing, which only constitutes a very small infinitude of that which exists. We exist by virtue of the presence of the absolute presence, and its presence cannot be denied. And by virtue of the presence of the absolute presence and its absolute intelligence, there is absolute law. And that absolute law governs everything. And as we become more conscientious, more caring, more considerate, more thoughtful, more respectful, more reverencing of the reality that there is law that governs existence, there is law that governs the running and the formation and the maintenance and the sustenance and the dissolution of all states of being, of all realms, of all worlds, of all heavens and all hells. The presence of the Creator as the absolute reality is all there is as existence itself, and we each share within its own presence by virtue of our very breath, by virtue of our very heartbeat, by virtue of the intelligence that animates each and every one of us. And that intelligence is more valuable than all of the money that men, regardless of what culture, can formulate through that which is coming directly from the earth herself. There is no wealth that you can take from the earth and create that is greater than that which the intelligence of existence has infused within our being as the truth and the foundation and the ideal and that which is common unity of its presence throughout all of existence itself. There is nothing greater that we can have upon the planet than the blessing of breath and heartbeat and being to be able to participate consciously in relationship to all there is as living points of intelligence, realizing that there is a real eye that sees through all of our eyes, and that our truth, our harmony, our unification is based upon our being able to see as the Creator sees, seeing itself everywhere through everyone and as everything. The Creator is not somewhere where we are not. The Creator is everywhere where we are not, and it is still full where each of us is present. And we cannot gain access to anything greater until we have understood and consciously had manifested a true and sincere desire within the very breath of ourselves that really is truly reflective of our thanksgiving for the blessing of our own very breath and heartbeat. The Creator has never, ever forsaken any of us, regardless of how trying our challenges are, regardless of how dire our situations and circumstances seem to have been. Even if we transcended this earthly world, we are still having opportunity to be fully encompassed and held in the reality of its presence, because its presence is so far beyond just the earthly reality. But because we are on the earth, we cannot deny the reality of the intelligence of the absolute as all there is that manifests and allows everything that we see, everything that goes on, everything that is a part of this earthly existence to exist. We cannot act as if it is not whole, holy, divine, and sacred in its own right. Because you all excuse your dumping your physical bodies full of toxins and poisons as if to say, oh, well, the flesh is sinful. Your flesh is absolutely divine, and it operates by law that is absolutely divine, and it operates by intelligence that is absolutely supreme. And your denial of the truth of your own divinity, your denial of the truth of your own supremacy, your denying the truth of your own immortality is that which condemns you to living a life filled with lack, lack of vision, lack of resources, lack of love, lack of anything that you're lacking. Because in this world, the Creator has created everything abundantly, and it provides unconditionally for those of us who will acknowledge it, who will accept it, who will honor it, who will reverence it, who will respect it, who will give it its glory and consciously apply ourselves to realizing that it is the source of all and anything and everything that we could possibly have is as a result of it. Anything that we could possibly want is as a result of it. Anything that we could possibly dream of is as a result of it. And then you deny it. You act as if it's somewhere else. It's not in you. It's not anybody else. You disrespect other creatures. You disrespect other people. You disrespect your own presence, your own life. You disrespect the Creator living as your reality. And then give respect to murderers and liars and thieves and act as if they have the key to your progression. These people have no keys to your progression. For For you've been gifted with all of the keys that you need to open the doors to your own soul, to experience absolutely your own divinity and the reality of who and what we are as heirs to the kingdoms and queendoms of light and abundance and love and charity and compassion and harmony and potency and poise and peace and truth and joy and rejoicing and delight in everything that is right. Everything that allows us to really walk in the knowing of who we are as the children of God. The Creator's presence is the totality of all there is as existence itself, and existence is intelligence. And it is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself. So in order for us to survive, in order for us to thrive in the midst of that which is the payment of karmic debt for those who act as if there is no law that governs them, then you have to come to that point of truly acknowledging who and what the reality actually is, and to dwell in that reality, to stand with that reality, to harmonize yourself with the laws of life, because there are no forces, no families, no systems, no organizations, nothing that a wicked, careless, mindless, inconsiderate, disrespectful people can give you that is greater than that which the Creator is. And there is no force that can defeat the intelligence of existence, whether it's manifesting through the ants or the roaches or the cockroaches or any of those other things that will continue to survive long after the waters have raised up and the winds have blown the ivory towers down and the earth has quivered and quaked to the highways and the cars and the oceans have opened up and the wicked ones have been destroyed here or put in a position where they have been completely evacuated from the earth, so that the earth can have her degrees of freedom. But see, the earth herself is an intelligence of existence, and she also is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate herself. And the monuments that these people have created to their murderers, their liars, and their thieves will be grown over. There will be no remembrance of these people here. You and I are in a day in time where there is already timelessness. For this is an eternal now moment of existence, and every now moment of existence is a part of the infinity that is eternity. And we are completely surrounded in the reality of the presence of the Absolute. No matter where we exist, no matter where we dwell, no matter what we think, no matter what we do, no matter how much distortion, light, or dysfunction we are dealing with, we are still completely encompassed and held on all sides, totally immersed in the reality of an Absolute presence that is absolutely present everywhere. And it's intelligent enough to form things based upon your thought, the quality of your thought, based upon your
your desire based upon whatever you allow to emanate from you consistently. It will come to you because it is the law and how the law works. So if we want to create a greater situation and circumstances for ourselves individually or for ourselves collectively, then we have to do so by transforming the quality of our thought. We have to do so by learning to dwell consciously in the presence of the absolute and learning how to reverence and respect the quality of presence and intelligence that is animating all of us, every last one of us. For the Creator is so awesome, so unfathomable, so just absolutely remarkable that the most vile and evil person can be transformed to realize that they have still been gifted with the greatest blessings of being. And it is time for reform. It is time for transformation. It is time for repentance. It is time to acknowledge the source of your being before the source of your being ceases to acknowledge you as a part of it. You can't not imagine what it is not to exist. But you can imagine how a flame comes into existence when you light a match and the flame is there and that match burns and it goes out, and what happens, nobody knows. And that's how the human spirit, the spirit of a person is. You just don't know what happened to it, where it went to, where it left, where it went to. Where will you go? What will become of you and yours? It's not time to dwell on it when you are on your deathbed, but every day that you have life, every day that you have breath, every day that you have heartbeat, every day that you have sight, every day that you have hearing, every day that you have comfort, every day that you have shelter, every day that you are immersed in the infinitude and the beauty of creation, you need to be reverencing and thinking and giving consideration and thought to your life and your life force and the source of your being. You need to dwell there in a fullness of gratitude, that attitude of gratitude, in the fullness of humility and thanksgiving and care, in the fullness of reverence and respect for all of the lives and all of the souls of who've labored so that our lives can be more progressive, more convenient, more to experience more of the abundance of love and life and light and joy and delight and freedom and mobility and creativity and prosperity. So you cannot continue to give the wicked ones so much of your attention and you don't attend to the quality and the truth of your own being. You cannot continue to study and break your neck to comprehend so much of their information and history and past events history, and you have no recollection, you have no memory, you have no remembrance of your own purpose and duty in being. You cannot triumph or prosper truly without becoming truly thankful and reverencing and appreciative and filled with gratitude for the blessing in your being, regardless of what your financial situation is. Money does not run the world. Law runs the world. And even though you have people who kill and murder and create wars and distortion and distraction so that they can run the affairs of governments, of men, and their financial institutions, they still do not run this world. And they, like all of the ones that came before them of their lineages and generations, will continue to die. And the effect of their lives and the numbers that they killed, and the distortion that they perpetuated and perpetrated, will be tied upon the souls of those lineages. They cannot escape it. These people cannot run from their fate. Too bad. Too bad that with the genius and intelligence of men and wombed men across this planet on all continents, that the people have not really understood how to bring greater joy and how to bring greater rejoicing and how to lay foundation for a world prosperity where their destiny would be so much more fulfilling upon the planet or beyond the planet. How sad it is that people can think so little of themselves that they have no regard, no real self-esteem, unless they conquer other people, unless they rape and violate other people, unless they flex their power through their warmongering and their assassinations and executions and annihilations and legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise. How sad, how pitiful are people who think that progression is about laying foundation for the annihilation of other points of being of the Creator's presence. How sad it is, how pitiful, that with the intelligence that they've been blessed and gifted with, that they cannot see a greater way to have a more expansive and a more dynamic life and lifestyle, in rejoicing in the intelligence and the divinity and the wise stewardship. And the God-directed leadership that the Creator would have just as easily gifted them without going through all of the pain of devising diabolical plans and scripts for annihilation of generations and nations and races of indigenous people upon this planet. And so if you find yourself idolizing them, if you find yourself depending upon them for guidance, if you find yourself associating your prosperity and your wealth with the mastery and the success of their systemizations in exploitation and oppression and annihilation through capitalism and individualism and stupidism, and then shame on you. How sad it is for you that you have not utilized the intelligence of your own being to acknowledge the intelligence of your own being and to reverence and worship that intelligence of all being and come to that point where you have asked and you have applied yourself and you have desired to allow its intelligence to be completely free to be all that it is through your personality, through your life cycle, through your genealogy, through your efforts, through your thoughts, through your motivations, through all of that which you have opportunity to create here during your lifetime, and that which lays foundation for your being qualified for continuous existence beyond your earth residency. We are in school, and the school that we're in is the University of Cosmic Wisdom upon this spaceship Mother Earth, and our graduation should be about becoming or being birthed into the spiritual worlds as a result of having met the requirements of graduation as conscious immortal beings upon this planet. But you all would rather commit 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of mindless folly and following the well-beaten, well-trodden paths of mediocrity and idiocy and stupidity and self-deceit and self-denial to try to do better or try to avoid the tragic dates with fate that millions have come to doing and practicing, though based upon those theories and opinions of dead people. At some point, you are able to apply yourself wholeheartedly to the intelligence of existence and ask for the light, ask for the intelligence, ask for the guidance, ask for the direction, ask that you are able to utilize all of your faculties, all of your talents, all of your gifts towards bringing forth a greater reality unto the whole populace of this global family that we are representing here. There is nothing that we can do, nothing that we can earn, nothing that we can truly be concerned about, occupied with, preoccupied with, utilize as a hobby, or spend so much of our time dealing with that will give us the fullness of that which application unto light and wisdom and love and truth and supplication unto the laws that govern life and existence and being filled to overflowing with that attitude of gratitude and really asking for the intelligence of existence to be completely activated, animated, actualized, consecrated, dedicated, and manifested as your absolute truth and your absolute reality. Whatever you come to and whatever you get in this world, it will be as a result of your own application, your own asking, your own desires, your own energy. It will be as a result of what you had the light or not light enough to deal with. And I am here to encourage you and to inspire you to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye, a cosmic eye that sees through each of us. And life itself, and our cosmic mothers and universal mothers and our Mother Earth and all of the mothers whose blood and whose progeny have been spilled upon this planet are calling those of us who are on the planet and still have some vestige of light, love, or opportunity to apply ourselves to it, calling us to its full attention so that we can help lay foundation for absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute peace, absolute poise, absolute power, absolute prosperity, and the intelligence of our absolute and collective reality to triumph as the reality of our lives through every continent and every ocean, through every world and realm, in, within, around, and completely suspended all around the earth. The earth is already having her movement throughout the heavens of existence. And this place is a paradise. And so who are you here? The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of its own presence. It is time for us to realize it, to actualize it, to accept it, to love it, to reverence it, to appreciate, love it, to appreciate it, to really, really demonstrate it, to manifest it, to glorify it, so that we are truly whole, healed, renewed, rebirthed, rejuvenated, regenerated, revivified, and stand as a living testament and testimony to the resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to provide us through all classes, all communities, all socioeconomic situations, all degrees of distortion and deprivation and activity and
dysfunction to put us in position where we have greater clarity as to what the real issues are, what the solutions are. We know a lot of the problems. Ain't no peace, ain't no love, ain't no justice. We're incarcerating us, they're killing us. Out of their damn-gone minds. So here we are having opportunity to claim our right to be sane, to claim our right to be in a position where we do not support the foolishness and the folly, that we free ourselves from the chains of materiality, put ourselves in a position where we can come together across all classes, all borders, all secular and separatistic type of demarcations that don't exist, because we each exist by virtue of each and every breath that we take, by every step that we make in the presence and as these points of presence of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself, and its presence and its intelligence and its wheel and its will and its reality is infinite and eternal. It's timeless. And it's endless, it's boundless, it's limitless. To make it a part of your truth and reality so that you stand ever more securely in the absolute truth of who and what you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And so there was no beginning to it and there is no end to it. So when you hear someone say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, understand that that is not necessarily the Creator speaking, but one who has determined that they're the beginning and the end. You can be the beginning and the end of a thing without taking on and being the fullness of all there is as infinity and eternity. There may be gods that created the heavens and the earth, but just because you may be one of the gods or the God who created heaven and earth does not necessarily mean that you are the creator of existence itself, that it is your presence alone that animates every other presence in existence itself. Every god as goddess and lord and lordesses in all of the spiritual realms and worlds exists by virtue of the presence and the intelligence of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And we're here to recognize it. We're here to acknowledge it. We're here to put ourselves in position where we really take the time to affirm and to declare and to realize more of the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of all there is existence itself. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to take time to be still. To take time to be quiet. To take time to get some clarity. To ask and seek for guidance and direction. To understand that until your body, your heart, your mind, and your life come to a point of being able to truly relax, you will never receive the fullness of the guidance and the direction that the Creator would have for you, because you have to be still and listen to know that the Creator is all there is as your absolute truth and your absolute reality, to know that with each and every breath you take, you are taking in of the life force and the substance and the light source of its presence. Its intelligence is animating, permeating, and cleansing every atom and every cell of your being. To realize, recognize, and rejoice in its intelligence as your own intelligence, and to begin to affirm it, to declare it, to really take the time to realize it, to allow the I in you, the true I in you, to perceive and really see the divinity of your own being, for every atom and every cell of your being operates by absolute and divine intelligence and law. And it matters not whether what hue of person you may be, everything and everyone that has movement, that breathes, that lives, is a part of the presence of the Creator. And that's why they were told not to kill. And that's why children, in their intelligence and wisdom that permeates every atom and every cell of their being, they do not delight in killing. They do not want to realize or see or perceive the life of a being being taken from it and then have it served on the dinner table as dinner. Children don't need to have the validation of people with PhDs and whatnot to tell them that it's okay for them to eat flesh. They know they don't care to eat flesh because that animal had a life and it died. And I don't want to eat that. That's the intelligence of existence itself. But you deny your children the opportunity to make choices that are based upon pure intelligence. And you continue to force feed it. Here, baby, have some of this. And chew it up and put it in their mouth for them like birds. Your children are the children of life itself. And you and I do not have the authority to do that which undermines their functioning as intelligent beings here. And this system is being targeted, has been condemned to be destroyed as a result of the violation that it consistently has perpetuated and perpetrated against all of life itself. And those of us who find our livelihood in serving the corporate deities of death and working on behalf of those industries, those businesses, those people who are misguided and faithless in terms of what their inherent purpose is in existence, as if their purpose is to make money. Your purpose in existence is not to make money. Your purpose in existence is to be about the perpetuation of the lineages that you represent. Your purpose in existence can't be to kill people. So for those of you who are driving the trucks of the alcohol industry, the chicken industries, the meat industries, and all of that, then you are the ones who have to get real quiet and get real still. If you work on behalf of the corporate entities of death, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and fish industries, whose presence is all prevailing throughout Black communities on every corner, across and or down the street from every church, then these are the ones, you are the ones, we are the ones who have to get clear and come to some clarity about what it is we should be doing every day. Reassess it. Ask for something else. And basically, when you take the time to get still, to get quiet, to ask with every fiber of your being for your being attuned to your purpose, and you take the time to cleanse so that the devil and the forces of Satan and the Luciferians aren't penetrating you 24 hours a day because they have entered the temple of your God, which is your body. And the thieves have entered the temple and they're stealing the gems from the temple. And decades of allowing the thieves to come in and set up house and set up shop in your body temple and leave their waste and proliferate as organisms, bacteria, viruses, flukes, and other beings that grow to be as long as the 30 feet of your intestines, robbing you of your life force, putting you in a position where you cannot utilize the nutrients that are there because they're robbing you of every vital element. Then by the time you continue to put the flesh of dead animals in your system and drink alcohol and smoke tobacco and all of the chemicals in the cigarettes and whatnot, your bloodstream is so defiled and contaminated that with each beat of your heart, you are weakening your heart. You are poisoning your heart. And after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of rituals of practicing death, then you're much closer to death and that heart becomes diseased. And a diseased and contaminated heart is not really able by law to fully open up and truly love. But those who are born with the ability to truly love, to truly forgive, their hearts are still more open than those who think that you can just have a clean bloodstream and still have a closed heart, still be unforgiving. Because this is not just one path. This is really the reality of what it is to be whole. Bodies, heart, mind, and soul. Your physical body, your emotional body, your psychic body, your spiritual bodies, your heart, your mind, your life, your soul. All of us, all of it has to be cleansed and purified, reaffirmed, committed, consecrated. By virtue of the quality of your own thought and your own choices to consistently do that which is in your best interest, for every atom and every cell of your being is completely intelligent. And when we consume things that have no real intelligence, when we consume things that have been microwaved, that were canned, that were frozen forever, that have been shot up with all manners of artificial this and artificial that, dyes, chemical stimulants, hormones and such, laying and creating foundation for artificial people, then know that the fullness of who and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence will never truly be our practical reality and life. And so I urge you to take the time to care, take the time to love, take the time to research, take the time to study, take the time to do that which is in your best interest. And as we move into this period called the holidays, where people are dazed in practicing all of the rituals of yesteryear that have outlived their usefulness, it is not a time for us to continue to plunge ourselves into mindless debt. It is not a time for us to continue to fill our homes up with plastics and toys and things. And your children do not even have the regard and the respect of themselves to do that which is consistent. They spend every day disobeying you, disrespecting you, and then you put all manners of garbage in front of them. Mommy, 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 give me this. I want that. Get a grip and let your children understand what their real purpose and duty and responsibility is. You are a child. Your whole duty, obligation, and responsibility is to understand what it is to be obedient, what it is to be ordered, what it is to cooperate, what it is to participate consciously in the rituals of daily existence. It is a child's responsibility to understand that there are prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive, and they require you to be able to do what you're asked to do, do what you're told to do what you're told not to do, and be as helpful as possible. And there are those of you who were grown many times over, been outside of your parents' household, and you still cannot do those four things. And this is why our people have so much issue. And it doesn't matter how big your contract is and how many zeros you have behind your paycheck. When you come to a point where you cannot do what you were asked to do or what you were told to do, or you do consistently the things that you were told not to do, and you cannot be helpful in any situation and circumstance, no one has need for you. You're completely useless. So as a man, the progenitor of lineages of people, and as a womb man, the perpetuator of lineages of people, if we did not get out of childhood alive by mastering obedience and order, and to know that there is no point in our lives, regardless of how old we become, that we will not be held completely accountable and responsible for being obedient and being able to do what we're told to do, what we're asked to do, what we're guided to do, what the Creator would have us do, that which is best to do, that which needs to be done. This is the mark of maturity. Maturity is not about getting older and being able to do any god doggone thing you want to do because you old and you grown and don't nobody rule you.
your life. The Creator is the authority of existence itself. The intelligence of existence is requiring us to be obedient unto its laws, not to the legalities of a lawless system that is fit to be destroyed. Your body, your heart, your mind, your life, your soul, your legacy of the lineages that you represent is at stake, and the ball is in your hands. It is in your court. What will you do with it? The mothers are calling us to rise. The grandmothers are calling us to rise. The great-grandmothers are calling us to rise. This is not a time to be caught with your pants down, with your purposes out. You will be wiped out from existence here, not being attendant to what is the requirement for being perpetuated and continued in existence as an inherent point and part of the presence and the intelligence of existence. Our whole purpose, duty, and obligation, responsibility is to be able to respond correctly and directly to where the need is. Not to be the flunkies and the slaves and the prostitutes of people who have no light, have no love, have no wisdom, have no truth, have no peace, have no poise. They are misguided. They are the children on the playground of Gaia, and they're about to get sent off. And you all want to continue to entertain yourself. You want to continue to laugh and to joke and to partay and to do all of these things while you feed your children the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored things. And then when the doctors say, okay, well, he needs to get Ritalin, he needs to get this, we got him on drugs, your children are becoming psychotic by the time they're 8 to 12 to 15, 17 years old. And the school systems are supporting it. And the religious and the political systems are supporting it. And those of us who are human, those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages of people, and wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages of people, if we succeed in everything other than protecting our children, if we succeed in everything other than protecting our children and providing for them the example and the nature of the substance that they need in order to grow and develop into healthy, whole beings who have vital talents, skills, and abilities with which to gift to the world and serve in the continuation of what the Creator's intent and ideal was for that lineage, then you have not succeeded. There is no success in the perpetuation of death. There is no success in working every day for a dollar and being able to access all manners of polished wood, metal, and stone, credibility, mobility, and your children have no regard, no respect. They have no real interest or knowledge into who they really are. They can't sit still. They want to be bombarded with the sexuality and the commercialism with these televisions and the computer games, the violence and the blood spilling and whatnot. And our points of duty, responsibility, and obligation are to raise our children in the manner in which they should go as children of God, with integrity and virtue and morality and care and compassion and empathy and sympathy and a spirit of cooperation and love, and to be able to intelligently figure what and where they are at any given point, and to have respect for themselves and for the people that they represent. And so each of us has to come to a point as we acknowledge the traditions that many of us were birthed into, celebrating that thing they call Christmas and all of these things, which are nothing. There is no ritual that people can create that is greater than the ritual that we each participate in each time we take a breath and each time our heart beats. We are already in the rituals of existence, in the rituals of life itself, and our celebration and our wholeness need to be about celebrating each and every breath and heartbeat and reverencing and respecting the presence and the intelligence of the Creator as it is manifesting and will manifesting through every order of existence. For there are no political ideologies or philosophies that are light enough, right enough, whole enough to resurrect a people who have been disqualified for being continued in existence. There are no legislations, there are no lawyers, there are no governors, there are no anybody who can really prepare you to do that which is necessary to really stand in the light of the intelligence of all that you are as a living, loving presence and intelligence of that absolute and eternal presence. Every work, every one of us has to be about the actual work. And that work is about reconstituting the intelligence of your being by consciously charging it, consciously feeding it, consciously submitting and surrendering to the laws that governs it. And there is no place where the Creator is not. I don't care how much time you've been given behind cinder blocks and electronic bars. The Creator is permeating every space and every place. And it is the fullness of the intelligence of that which is your own intelligence and bloodstream. That's why your body has to be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, and you call forth the fullness of all that you are. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence. Oh, absolute presence and absolute reality. You are my absolute presence and my absolute reality. And I call forth the triumph of your absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute peace, absolute poise is the reality of my life. I commit every atom and every cell of my being to glorify you, magnifying you. Use me. I am your vehicle, your vessel, your tool. I am here to serve and to honor, to respect and to reverence. And for your guides and your guardians and all of those who are overseeing your path, picking you up out the graves that you dig for yourself as a result of your inability to be disciplined, for your following the ways of the wicked ones. It doesn't matter what you've done, how low you've gone. When every atom and every cell of your being is completely and wholeheartedly immersed in the fullness of the passion, sincerity of your desire to be whole body, heart, mind, and soul, the intelligence of existence will grant you all that you have wisdom and sense enough to ask for. The question is now is that when you've been gifted so much time to come into timelessness, and now that your time is running short as a result of the process, the progression that has brought us to this moment of eternity, then you have to find the most direct route to liberation, to freeing your body, freeing your mind, freeing your heart, freeing your life, freeing your soul, freeing your past, freeing yourself by calling forward and claiming the intelligence that you are. You cannot run from divinity and be successful. Everybody and anybody who's really prospered, who's really has some real substantive wealth, everybody has some family values. And the more they have applied themselves towards giving their products, their gifts, or whatever to greater numbers of people, then the more prosperity have come to them, the greater their degree of integrity and sincerity about being solutions to the problems of humanity and mankind and whatnot puts them in a position where they can truly prosper. In order for us to really prosper in this life, we have to really ask to be who we are, because until we're functioning in the light and the intelligence of the truth of our lineages in terms of our inherent skills, abilities, talents, roles, and responsibilities in life, you will not prosper to the same degree. And we weren't born here to slave. We weren't born here to work 40 to 60 hours a week for 60, 70 years of our lives on behalf of nothingness. Polished wood, metal, and stone, paying house notes, car notes, sending children to college, and all of that, and we did not take the time to affirm the truth of our reality as conscious immortals. We did not take the time to truly cleanse and be cleansed, to really aspire towards absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, to have this true substance and intelligence of that which we are truly exemplary in our lives. We didn't come here to suffer. We didn't come here to be in complicity with our own annihilation and a genocidal plot to destroy
3/4 of the world's population. We did not come here to submit and to surrender unto the forces of darkness, wickedness, stupidity, oblivion, and gloom. You and I are the answers to the questions, and you and I are the solutions to the problems, but you have to care enough to be obedient unto the laws of existence. You cannot continue to listen to this program Thursday after Thursday after Thursday after Thursday and then continue to douse your body with alcohol, tobacco, the flesh of dead animals and all of that, and be progressing in the manner in which you can, as quickly as you can internalize the truth that your spirit is recognizing this truth, as quickly as you can use everything that you're learning, receiving as fuel to fuel your desire so that your soul fires burn ever brighter towards a conscious union with the eternal blaze of glory and become an all-central source of its light and radiance and brilliance in your life. Understand that your work is not done, and doesn't matter the quality of ideas you have as long as your body is contaminated with the tools of Satan, the flesh, the alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar, the artificial colors and flavors and all of that. Know that you are not standing in the fullness of your power, your potency, your potentiality, your capacity. You are in your mediocrity. And there is no power in our mediocrity. There is no power in impotency. There is no power in continuing to support the people who kill you and then ask and beg and vote for them to do something in your own best interest when you do not exert that which is in your own best interest with every choice that you make and every dollar that you earn. We're here to encourage you to realize that our collective empowerment and unification requires that each one of us take the time to be completely committed to integrity, ethic, morality, cleanliness, purification, renewal, rebirth, revivification, revitalization, regeneration, rejuvenation, and resurrection. It's an individual commitment that if each one of us made it, we would be in a much greater position to do that which is necessary so that we could see the collective effort of our choices, and the corporate deities of death will have to die as our people and all people gain their leverage in reclaiming their health, their wellness, their respect, their integrity, their families, their communities, their nations, and this planet. We are a global family here, and it is our time to get out of the boxes, to stop tripping, and be able to rise in the fullness of what a mature person does, to utilize the inspiration and truth that you're given to make your life better and to do it quickly as effectively as possible, because the quicker you utilize the information and the inspiration that you have, the quicker you make changes. And this day and time in which we're in is a time where you have to pay very much attention, close attention, to the process, being in the process of affirming the truth of oneself, being in a position to practice the presence of the Absolute in its perfect peace, perfect poise, perfect love, perfect adoration, gratitude, compassion, unconditionality, care, ethic, virtue, morality, peace, and prosperity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.